9:19 p.m. on Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021, and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. All right, there have been some pretty good playoff games. I hope you managed to take a look at them. Well, two good playoff games and like one one good like quarter of a playoff game, maybe. Suns Clippers is living up to the hype. Atlanta Milwaukee is also what I expected it to be. I didn't expect it to be a good series, but and it's not. So it's a rough one, but hey, well, I'll talk about that in playoff reacts. But right now, let's get into the news. Celtics ended up hiring Emo Udoka, and it's a good thing. He's one of the premier assistants out there, so he's been interviewed for a lot of jobs, and it's always good to when an assistant gets hired instead of a retread. Jason Williams, unfortunately, posted on Twitter to congrats the Celtics for hiring their first black coach. It's funny to hate on the Celtics, but they've I think their first black coach was in like the 60s maybe, so then he said his account was hacked. of all the things to use your my account was hacked on, that sure is a doozy. But hey, you know, walk with God. I don't know. I don't know what to say. it's just a silly one, but a good hire for Celtics probably. Good to see an assistant hired. Good to see a black assistant hired. Cool stuff. Also, the Mikes did a thing. The Mavs hired Michael Finley. So that's also a good development for the league. It's very rare for any executives in the league to be black, and it's good that the Mavs have hired Michael Finley. There's some criticism just because they by being Mark Cuban said they were going to do a task force to find their new GM, and the guy that was rumored to be the next GM was hired within 72 hours or something like that. So, I don't know. Maybe the task force just works very fast. Who knows? But, yeah, you know what? It's not an old white dude getting to GM a team. So, good on that. That's basically it for the news. I can get into, like, European prospect signing of G League and Nike teams and stuff like that, but I think I'll skip it for now. Playoff reacts. So the Suns are up 2-0 at this point, and the games have delivered, as I said. It's definitely a series where the Suns play style and the Suns defense is solidly winning, but the Clippers' three-point shooting has been so solid that like the Clippers are hanging in these games and arguably should have won game two. Words are hard. I don't think that's a new stutter. I know I don't have like perfect speaking patterns, but stuttering the T's is a new one. Oh well. It's all I need. It's all I need is another speech impediment. Great. Anyway, they should have not have won game two, but they managed to pull it off and in an amazing fashion. They're already calling it the Valley-oop. It's kind of cheesy, but it's a great play, so you gotta come up with a name for it. Jay Crowder basically threw a very difficult pass, and DeAndre Ayton caught it and slammed it in. Now, to win the game, because Paul George, oh, poor Paul George, missed two free throws that would have put the game out of reach. So, ugh. It's a tough look. Tough look. But, hey, you know what? Paul George has been great in this series. So, it's okay to criticize him. It's okay to make fun because he did a bad commercial. But I think you have to, like, stand up and say, hey, Paul George is playing really good since Kawhi went down. Honestly, he's been playing pretty good this whole playoffs, other than the first round series where he was kind of a mess the first half of the Mavs series. So he's got together now, and especially since Kawhi went down, he's back to looking like a dude who a few years ago was talked about as an MVP candidate. So good on him, but I digress. Monty Williams actually gave credit to one of the Suns' assistants on that play, because apparently, I say apparently, but I watched this game. I saw this happen. It doesn't count as goaltending when you inbound a pass, which makes sense because it's not it's a dead ball, so you can't goaltend a dead ball. So basically, I saw this. I know how to say his name. Dragan Bender caught an alley-oop and won a game. Where did he toss it? I saw this, but I don't. It's been a long time. I don't remember it very well. I definitely saw it, but anyway, he did that same thing in a game. I think last year, maybe the year before last. It had to be the year before last because Dragan Bender was out of the league last year, or nearly out of the league last year. But it's crazy to see it happen in a Western Conference Finals, and it happened, and Crowder threw that pass, and Ayton went right up there, slammed it home, less than a tenth of a second ticked off the clock, it actually left the Celtics with 0.7 to shoot, but they did not get the next shot off, and that was the end of the game. And you should definitely go watch a clip of this if you can. Trust me, it's worth watching. It's even if you don't care about basketball, and for some reason some of you listen to the show and don't, I don't get it. But if you're one of those people, go ahead and just check this out because it's a lot of fun. Amazing finish to a game. And possibly a game of the Clippers. I think the Clippers would have still count. I think that would have counted as them stealing the game personally, because they were behind until like 50 seconds to go on the clock. So, but the Suns stole it back. The Clippers stole it, and then the Suns just stole it back. So yeah, definitely a great finish. Definitely a series that so far though, if you're a Clipper fan, you don't have to feel too awful. There looks like there's a way for the Clippers to win at least a game in the series, possibly more. The series, they've been so close, and the Suns have played so well, and yet the Clippers have been so close. So, you know, usually when that is the case, usually when the series goes back home, things flip the other way. Not always, but usually. So I'm expecting the series to tighten up a bit as it goes on. Oh, but now I have to talk about Hawks and Bucks. The first half was so terrible. Just the Bucks can't shoot. They can't shoot at all. But they play great defense. So they're chomping down on everything Atlanta is trying, forcing Atlanta to miss. So we're having two teams that just can't make a basket. The Hawks can't make a basket because they're being very well defended. And the Bucks can't make a basket because they're just who knows? Who knows why this team that was one of the best offensive teams in the league this year, the best offensive team in the league last year, or one of the best. I don't know if they ended up passing the Mavs or not, but they were a very good offensive team last year. And there's no excuse for them to be this playoff team that can't score any points, but here we are, and they just kept messing around with the Hawks and kept messing around with the Hawks, and the Hawks finally kind of got hot in the halfway through the third and pulled out to like a 8-point lead. Things looked pretty bad for the Bucks, but they really nailed in the defense, played really hard, got some easy shots, took the lead back pretty easily, and it's just job's done, and just stopped playing again, and the Hawks just hit him in the face and won the game. And just the late game coaching is questionable for sure. I could defend it if you want. Like I can explain the logic behind it. The idea is if you just keep getting easy twos, eventually the other team is going to miss a free throw, and then you don't need to hit a three-pointer. Now, why the Bucks, a great three-point shooting team, don't want to shoot a three-point basket, I don't know. Like, if it was the Lakers out there doing it, it would make more sense because the Lakers can't hit three-pointers. But the Bucks are a good three-point shooting team, so why they create a scenario that doesn't involve them shooting a three, I don't know. But that's what they did, and the problem is that the Hawks have three players that are like 80% free throw shooters, so expecting them to miss is kind of rough. Now, statistically, one of them should have missed. With all the shots they had, one of them should have missed one of those shots, but they didn't. So the Bucks ended up looking stupid. And Coach Bud poor Coach Bud. I just feel pity for them at this point. I just feel sorry for them. I don't know what this poor Bucks team has. I don't know what they got left to do. So it's just, poor Bucks. And that series must continue. We must have a very boring Eastern Conference finals again. So, well, maybe it'll heat up as it goes on. But so far, so bad. Anyway, that's it for this show. I will talk to y'all later, probably Sunday. Great, talk to you later. Like I'm hanging up the phone. Bye.